Iran defies nuclear inspectors as tensions escalate with West. The IAEA Board of Governors voted on September 10, 2026, to formally accuse Iran of noncompliance with its nuclear nonproliferation treaty obligations and refer the matter to the UN Security Council, the first such resolution in 20 years, deepening a diplomatic crisis that has already pushed Brent crude above $100 per barrel and exposed 1.5 million UK households to heating oil bills nearly double what they paid a year ago. The resolution, co-sponsored by the United States, the United Kingdom, France, and Germany, follows more than a year during which the IAEA has been unable to inspect key Iranian nuclear facilities. The watchdog's board cited a lack of information about previously declared nuclear material and access to facilities to verify it as a proliferation concern requiring urgent resolution, and called on Tehran to engage in talks without preconditions. The IAEA suspects Iran holds approximately 400 kilograms of highly enriched uranium, sufficient material to manufacture an estimated 10 nuclear weapons if enriched further. Iran's representative to the UN in Vienna, Reza Najafi, rejected the resolution as baseless and passed under political pressure from the US and its allies. Najafi argued that ongoing U.S.-Israeli military operations had made safe inspector access impossible, while insisting Iran had neither stopped nor suspended its safeguards obligations. The referral lands at a moment when the diplomatic architecture surrounding Iran's nuclear program has been collapsing in slow motion for 8 years. Trump's 2018 withdrawal from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action set the trajectory. The June 2025 U.S.-Israeli 12-day military campaign, which struck the Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan facilities, accelerated it. The September 10 resolution is not a turning point. It is the formal certification of a breakdown that has been years in the making. For institutional capital, the question is no longer whether the Middle East risk premium is permanent, but how large and how durable it is. Key figure: Brent crude surpassed $100 per barrel as U.S.-Iran attacks on vessels in the Strait of Hormuz escalated, according to Al Jazeera reporting dated September 10, 2026. The UNSC referral is a political signal, not a legal mechanism. Investors pricing geopolitical risk into energy assets should treat the UNSC referral as theater, not enforcement. Russia and China, both veto-holding Security Council members, are aligned with Tehran on this file. Ali Viz of the International Crisis Group told AFP the IAEA resolution is an exercise in futility, with Russia and China likely to ensure that Western pressure hits a wall at the Security Council. The practical implication: no new multilateral sanctions framework emerges from this referral. The West already exhausted most available unilateral pressure tools before and after the JCPOA collapse. What the resolution does accomplish is providing the U.S. with a multilateral imprimatur for continued military pressure. On the same day the IAEA board voted, President Donald Trump renewed threats to strike Pickaxe Mountain, a facility with two underground complexes near the damaged Natanz enrichment site, citing a little activity observed there. That language, combined with the IAEA referral, constructs a public justification for further strikes, even as Trump simultaneously claimed last summer that U.S. attacks had totally obliterated Iran's key enrichment facilities. The internal contradiction in U.S. messaging is irrelevant to energy markets. What matters is that neither party is signaling de-escalation. Energy transmission. From Hormuz to Lincolnshire, the distance between an IAEA board vote in Vienna and a pensioner in Lincolnshire rationing heat to three rooms between 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. is shorter than it appears. Approximately 1.5 million UK households rely on heating oil, concentrated in rural areas where more than 40% of homes in parts of Lincolnshire use it as a primary fuel. Those households sit outside the UK energy price cap, leaving them with direct exposure to spot commodity prices. The numbers are stark. As of the week of September 10, 2026, the average heating oil price in the UK stood at 97.05 pence per litre, an 85% increase from 52.8 pence per litre recorded on September 9, 2025, according to BoilerJuice.com. The price peaked at 134 pence per litre in March 2026. A household filling a standard 1,000-litre tank now faces a bill above £970. The UK government allocated £53 million in March 2026 to support low-income households, but that package was calibrated to a shorter conflict horizon than has materialized. Matt Copeland, interim director of policy at National Energy Action, noted that the level of support really anticipated the length of time these high prices would go on for, and called on the government to revisit funding in the upcoming budget and broaden eligibility criteria. The charity's position reflects a structural problem, a conflict-driven commodity shock that policy instruments designed for temporary disruptions cannot adequately absorb. The Saudi vector, a second front institutional investors are underpricing the Iran nuclear file, does not exist in isolation from the broader regional architecture. Houthi forces have struck civilian and economic sites in Abha, Qamis Mushayt, Jizan, and Najran in southern Saudi Arabia, injuring dozens of civilians and causing fires and temporary disruptions at energy facilities. The attacks come alongside continued Houthi threats to maritime traffic in the Red Sea and Bab al-Mandeb Strait. Saudi Arabia faces two simultaneous pressure vectors: direct territorial strikes and maritime choke point disruption. Riyadh spent several years after the initial Yemen intervention pivoting toward diplomacy and de-escalation. That strategic posture is now being stress-tested. Saudi air and missile defenses have improved materially since the early years of the Yemen conflict, but Houthi capabilities have evolved in parallel, combining ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, and drones in ways that impose disproportionate defensive costs even when most systems are intercepted. Our view: the market is pricing Hormuz risk through crude futures, but is underweighting the Bab al-Mandeb and southern Saudi territorial risk as a second-order threat to regional energy infrastructure. These are not independent scenarios. They are coordinated pressure vectors across a single supply corridor. Caption: active risk vectors across Middle East energy supply corridors as of September 10, 2026. The nuclear uncertainty premium has no clear ceiling, IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi told CNN that the agency had no proof of a systematic effort to move into a nuclear weapon. The IAEA's own position, then, does not confirm the central U.S. war rationale. The agency simultaneously estimates Iran holds 400 kilograms of highly enriched uranium, enough for 10 weapons if further enriched, while stopping short of declaring weaponization intent. That ambiguity is precisely what makes this situation difficult to model for institutional capital. The gap between material exists and weapon exists is real, but it is a gap that political actors in Washington and Tel Aviv have shown willingness to close through assertion. Trump reiterated his claim that Iran seeks a nuclear weapon and warned the world would be in deep trouble if Iran secured one, even as he claimed Fordo and Natanz were already totally obliterated. The logical tension in those statements does not constrain U.S. policy. It does, however, signal that military rationale will be constructed around whatever the political moment requires. The 2006 precedent is instructive. After Iran failed to comply with a UNSC resolution demanding an end to uranium enrichment, the Security Council imposed sanctions. That mechanism is effectively unavailable today, given Russian and Chinese veto positions. The West is operating with fewer multilateral tools than it had 20 years ago, and Iran's nuclear program is considerably more advanced. The Plaquemium view the market treats this IAEA resolution as a diplomatic escalation within an existing conflict. Plaquemium treats it as the formal beginning of a post-NPT era for Iran, with no credible pathway back to a verified civilian program in the medium term. Here is what the source coverage does not price. The IAEA's inspection blackout exceeding 12 months creates a permanent information gap. Unlike 2015, when the JCPOA restored inspection access and allowed markets to partially discount the Iranian nuclear premium, there is no negotiating table, no framework, and no interlocutor with sufficient credibility on both sides to reconstruct one. Trump has demanded complete dismantlement of Iran's enrichment program. Iran has a legal right to civilian enrichment under the NPT and has no domestic political capacity to accept that demand. These positions are structurally incompatible. The second-order play is not in crude futures, which the market already understands. It is in European energy infrastructure exposure and in the fiscal stress accumulating inside Gulf Cooperation Council sovereigns who are simultaneously managing Houthi territorial incursions and the economic disruption from sustained elevated oil prices that cut both ways. High crude benefits Gulf Cooperation Council producers on revenue, but Houthi attacks on Saudi energy facilities and ports create operational risk that partially offsets that revenue gain. For institutional allocators, the actionable framework is this. The conflict has moved from an acute spike scenario to a structural regime shift in Middle Eastern energy risk. Positions sized for a short-duration conflict need to be re-examined. The 85% increase in UK heating oil prices over 12 months is not a temporary disruption. It is the consumer-facing expression of a geopolitical rupture with no visible resolution timeline. The bottom line, the IAEA noncompliance resolution hands Washington a piece of paper and hands energy markets a confirmation of what crude prices already reflect. Brent above $100 is not a spike. It is a floor under current conditions. The UNSC referral will go nowhere. The nuclear inspection blackout will extend. Houthi pressure on Saudi Arabia and Red Sea shipping will persist as long as the broader U.S.-Iran conflict continues. UK households paying 97.05 pence per liter for heating oil, 85% above where they stood 12 months ago, are bearing the direct cost of a geopolitical structure with no near-term exit ramp. Institutional portfolios that have not yet stress-tested for $120 plus crude in a prolonged conflict scenario are behind the curve. The time to model that scenario was last year. The next best time is now,